listener, Paul.
Who cares?
Oh,
become disloyal, Paul. Ray Price up next.
And long-running dispute between Australia and East Timor over maritime boundaries in the Timor Sea has been resolved. Foreign Minister Julie Bishop called it a landmark day in relations between the two countries. The Permanent Court of Arbitration in The Hague today announced the parties reached an agreement on Wednesday over the disputed territory, which contains large oil and gas deposits worth an estimated $40 billion. Warmer weather and strong winds today are putting pressure on uncontained bushfires burning across the New South Wales southern ranges. Wind gusts could reach 95 kilometres an hour, and RFS spokesperson James Morris told the ABC crews are monitoring the situation carefully.
We've seen the number of fires increase fairly significantly over the past week or two, given the dry conditions that we've had. Again, another warmer day, probably the warmest day we've had in a little while. With those winds, that's obviously going to have some pretty significant fire weather with it.
A very high fire danger rating has been issued for much of the New South Wales coast. A specialist and low-key Border Force team has stopped hundreds of terror suspects, crime figures and illegal immigrants from boarding planes to Australia. The airline liaison officers are stationed in key Asian and Middle East air hubs and transit points for direct flights to Australia and work closely with local authorities. This offshore network of officers captures critical information for our intelligence and law enforcement agencies and gives us the ability to intercept individuals who might pose a threat before they board a flight, Immigration Minister Peter Dutton says. The prevalence of opioid addiction in regional Australian towns is growing and could reach the levels seen in the US without action from government and citizens. That's the warning we're receiving from health and crime experts. In the United States, high-strength prescription painkillers like fentanyl kill 150 people a day. And the Criminal Intelligence Commission's Shane Nelson told the ABC Australia could follow that trend.
We're looking at indicators at the moment that would suggest we are going down the same track as the United States. And so we are concerned.
800 Australians die each year from prescription drug overdoses, and the problem is worse in rural communities. Olivia Newton-John will campaign for Australia to allow the use of medicinal cannabis to manage pain for cancer patients. It's an important part of treatment and should be available, the singer says. Newton-John, who'll be in Melbourne this week for a gala dinner for her Wellness and Research Centre, says the drug, which is legal in her home of California, had helped her during her second fight against cancer. US President Donald Trump has met with victims of Hurricane Harvey in Houston and is witnessing the effects of the record-setting storm as he presses for a multi-billion dollar aid package. Trump and the First Lady passed out food and hugged and played with children at Houston's NRG Center, a 65,000 square meter facility that's now the city's largest emergency shelter.
I want to congratulate everybody that's worked so hard. It's been an incredible 5 days, 6 days.
The president asked Congress for nearly $10 billion to put towards the recovery efforts. Also in news, a leaking gas cylinder has caused three gas explosions in a Chinese restaurant in Sydney, leaving two kitchen workers with serious burns. And a hospital has apologised after a surgical needle was left in a young mother's uterus following a caesarean section. This is AIR News. Gary Ablett says he's looking forward to escaping the pressures of football and spending time with family before he makes a call on his AFL future. The Suns at least gained an extra bargaining chip in the trade game last night when the former Geelong ace was crowned club champion despite the 34-year-old only playing 14 games this season. Having previously expressed his desire to return to his original club or even retire, the 300-game star said his future would become more clear over the next few weeks. Penrith are already planning their retribution for Manly as they relish the opportunity of a potential NRL grudge match in week one of the finals. The Sea Eagles' 28-12 domination of the Panthers all but assured them of sixth position last night. They will meet Penrith again in an elimination final, likely to be at Allianz Stadium next Saturday if Canterbury beats St George Illawarra today. And to the US Open tennis, John Millman has fallen to tough German Philipp Kohlschreiber 7-5, 6-2, 6-4. And in the women's draw, Karolina Pliskova has prevailed over Zhang Shui 3-6, 7-5, 6-4. Briefly, the management of Amy Park insists the venue will be at its pristine best when Australia take on Thailand in a crucial World Cup qualifier. The Socceroos will need it to be despite hosting an NRL clash just 72 hours before Tuesday's crunch match and forecast wet weather in between. Australian Independent Radio News.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Pinot Grigio by De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
During the Snooze Slumberland sale, get up to 45% off Slumberland mattresses, headboards and bases. Hurry, for a limited time only. It's amazing what a little snooze can do. In Arncliffe, we've got a two-car accident city-bound on Forest Road at Princes Highway right now. Delays heading to the airport, Marsh Street and Airport Drive, very heavy approaching the international terminal. And in Oxford Falls, somehow a boat mast has found its way onto Wakehurst Parkway near Oxford Falls Road. You can send Dad the perfect gift with a Bunnings e-gift card. Just go to bunnings.com.au, upload a photo, add a special message and email it to Dad in time for Father's Day. I'm Solomon Gates, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Mum, the new Samsung Galaxy Note 8 is coming to Bingley and I know everything about it.
Everything?
The largest ever infinity display, the new S Pen for notes on the go, even when the screen is off, two cameras and optical zoom.
You know about the Bonus Wireless Charger?
Yep.
And the free screen repair offer?
Yep.
No, you didn't.
The new Samsung Galaxy Note 8. Order yours now at Bingley and get your Bonus Wireless Charger.
Terms and conditions, including Bonus Charger redemption, apply. See bingley.com.au for details.
Your business can secure some extra stock at a great price, but the banks say no.
You want it in time for a peak sales period, yet they still say no.
You need funds before the deal disappears, but they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just three bank statements, not the deed to your house. And you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Partly cloudy areas of haze this morning. Look, heading for a top temperature, we'll shorten this up. Father's Day, beautiful day in Sydney, top temperature of 28 degrees, 0% chance of any rain. What about Toon Gabby, Jimmy, and way out northwest to Tibberborough?
Right now, 14 degrees at Toon Gabby, it's going to get to 30 degrees, and Tibberborough, can you believe it? You think warmer, right? Mm. Sunny, 22 degrees.
Listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Yeah, welcome back to the program. Ray Price very shortly will be our legend of the game. We'll have a sports update from Tanya. Trent Barrett from the Manly Seagulls, he qualifies his team for the NRL semi-finals for the first time in his short coaching career. Trent Langscar from tab.com.au, and we'll have a chat with Scotty Foster, as well as your calls, 1353 53, send the SMS in as well, 0419 767 272, and of course get us on Twitter, at Big Sports WEND. Our legend of the game though, Raymond.
A absolute legend.
Yeah, and I tell you what, you get excited, Parramatta fans, because you are in the semi-finals for the first time since 2009, you qualify top four, you give yourselves a real hope. And then you start to think back of when was the last time you won the competition. That was in 1986, and it marked the farewell in Australia to a couple of champion players. One of them was Ray Price, and he's been good enough to join us on the line now. G'day, Ray.
Jimmy, how are you?
Yeah, really well. How are you up on the Gold Coast now?
Oh, mate, I'm still in New South Wales. I tried to live in Queensland, but I just couldn't do it.
You saw the light, Ray, and you came back. Well done.
Yeah, I lived there for a year, and then I moved back. Bought a house in Tweed Heads.
Well done.
Firstly, Ray, as Jim mentioned earlier, Parramatta have had a terrific season, and they've given themselves a shot, haven't they? They've finished top four. They'll probably take on the Storm next week, but they're playing good footy.
But you know one thing they're doing? They're playing with confidence.
Yeah.
You know, In any sport, if you're confident you can do it, you will, 9 out of 10 times, do it. And, mate, I'm very proud of the blokes. They halves are a great combination, and the forwards are just giving the backs whatever they want.
Yeah. Ray, let's have a chat about your career. People may or may not remember the fact that you're a dual international, played for the Wallabies and the Waratahs before making the transfer over to the Parramatta Eels. Were you one of these guys as a youngster that played rugby on the Saturday and rugby league on the Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah. Couldn't get enough of it.
Mate, I'd go walking around. I nearly got copped one day. I was 18 and I was playing for Parramatta Union, first grade, and I played on the Sunday in the Journalist Cup.
Mm. Right.
And you wouldn't believe it. The referee said, don't I know you? No, I don't think so, mate. And just stayed away from the referee. He did the game between Parramatta and Randwick the day before.
Referee. 7 matches for the Wallabies, 8 for the Waratahs. 2 terrific seasons there. Why the switch to the Parramatta Eels in 76, Ray?
Well, I was always going to switch. My father played rugby league. And, you know, believe it or not, my father could have been an international player had he listened to some advice he was given. My father was very fast. He was only about 5'6", 5'7", or something. But he loved tackling, and he was too small. So they said, look, Bluey, play halfback. You're fast. He won the 100 metres at St. Joey's.
So right.
He can run, yeah.
So he can run. And, I like tackling. Mm. Well, he just got belted from pillar to post.
Yeah, right. So he played for North Sydney, didn't he?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. So you made the switch to rugby league. There was a lot of success for Parramatta in those early days that you were there, but not the ultimate success. How much did that weigh on the psychology of the club at that time?
Well, it was really pushing my psychology. You know, like I played a couple of grand finals. We got beaten by Randwick 10-9.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We got beaten by North Sydney 9-6, and then I changed to league. The next year, Parramatta won the Union. They had their won their first grand final, and then when I started off into the league, 76,
yeah.
76, we got beaten by Manly and Greg Hartley. and then in 77, we got beaten by Gary Cook, who worked for Penfolds, and refereed the grand final between us and St. George. Mate, the league really had it in for me. I'm thinking, I'm never, ever going to win a grand final. And then it came along. Jack came along, and we just started believing in ourselves. Not that I don't believe in myself, but... it was really knocking me around, getting beaten in all those grand finals in a row.
Yeah, I can imagine. Ray, we've had people like from that great era, Peter Stirling, Mick Crone, others on this show in this segment, and they all make mention of the Jack Gibson influence when he arrived at the club. Can you put it into your words what influence he had on you as a player and on the team as well?
Look, Jack Gibson and Ron Massey, you can't mention one without the other. And I did that. When I retired, I was helping a good mate of mine do a book. And in that book, I wrote that they were bookends. Mm. Anyway, Jack took umbrage to that. So we were over in, I think it may have been New Zealand. I was calling a game. And anyway, he got into me. He said, did I do anything to help you in your career? I thought, you cranky old bastard. So I had a shot at him. He didn't speak to me for a year.
Right.
And then I saw him and I thought, nah, I'll have it out with him. So I cornered him and just got into him about certain things. And from then on, I'd never been as close to Jack Gibson ever.
Yeah, right.
You know, it just worked out. I was glad I got into him, hoping that he'd realise, mate, I was very happy with what he contributed to my career. Mm. You know, he taught me a lot of things that... I don't know why he wanted a payout.
Before we get to 81 and 86, without mentioning 82 and 83, where did that will to win come from? Because all the people that I speak to and from that era that played with you or played against you, Ray, talk about how single-minded you were in your pursuit of victory. Where did that come from?
I've always had it. My belief is, if you believe in yourself, if you believe you can do it, then you'll do it. Mm. I never, ever have run onto a field, no matter who I played, and thought that we weren't going to win. Mm.
What about training and preparation, Ray? Were you as diligent and committed to training and preparation as you obviously were during a game?
My motto to training was, if I'm fitter than the person I'm marking, I've got it all over him.
Yeah.
And that's how I used to do it. I used to train 6 days a week and play football on the other one.
Wow.
Yep.
But it didn't hurt me.
No, it helped you, no doubt.
Yeah, well, that's right. It contributes to it. Mm. And I guarantee you, if a lot more people believed in themselves and did the training, they would be a lot better. And that's what Parramatta of the latter part of this season are showing me. Mm. They're all starting to believe in themselves because you can see them. Look at Sammy. Like, Sammy looks as though he's not even running when he goes for those tries.
He's unbelievable. He's amazing. It's great to watch.
He's amazing. Yeah. The 27th of September in 1981, out at the SCG, 57,333 people attended to watch Parramatta take on a Newtown side that was full of good names, some great competitors there, including their captain, Tommy Radonikis. And Greg Hartley was the referee, which Jack famously said at the Leagues Club after Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. What did that mean for you, Ray, knowing that you are a Parramatta boy through and through, having grown up in the area? What did that mean for the Blue and Gold Army to be crowned as champions?
Well, I finally got a grand final. Mm. And once I've got one, I'm a greedy person. I don't want to stop there. I just want to keep going. And it was a little bit of poor luck, I'd say, for us in 84. Otherwise, we would have won 84.
Mm.
And then, who knows, 85, we won 86. So, I can see how St. George did their 11 so easily.
Well, Ray, I was going to ask you, why did this team, and maybe you've just answered it because you had the will to win, I guess your teammates did as well, but they went back to back to back, and in the modern era, it's so difficult to repeat a premiership. Why was Parramatta so successful in that 81 to 83 period?
And the confidence we had in Jack Gibson and ourselves. But, you have a look at that side.
Oh, like, superstar.
There was one time we had all of the backs in the New South Wales side except for the fullback.
Yeah.
You tell me a side that's done that.
No.
I'm not even sure that St. George would have done that.
Back in the day, yeah.
You had match winners all over the park, didn't you, with Cronin and Ella and Groth and Brett Kenny and P. Sterling. As a forward, you do the hard yards, you let the backs take over, right?
Mate. We knew what we had as backs in our side. So the forwards, they didn't mind doing the hard yards, get the ball to them and off they go.
Of all those players in that team, and it's not the most brilliant player, we'll get to that later, but who was the player of that era that you liked playing with the most?
I like playing with them all, to tell you the truth. I didn't mind doing Sterlo's work.
He doesn't mention that,
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. Peter Sterling, to me, is the greatest halfback I've ever played with. He's not the fastest.
No.
But that's with his legs, he's not the fastest. But with his brain, he's the fastest halfback I've ever played with.
Yeah, great football brain.
Oh, mate, and look at him today in what he's doing with his commentary and that.
He's analysing football is second to none. He's brilliant, yeah. Ray, 1986, the Eels came again, won their fourth premiership in 6 years. You'd planned this to be your final season.
Mm.
Why? Because you were Dally M Lock of the Year. The Eels had won another premiership. You could have gone around again, Ray.
Yeah, there was no money in the game. I wasn't playing for the money. I wanted to leave the game, not the game leave me.
Mm-hmm.
So many people stay for that season, too many. Mm. And I didn't think it It would have been my season too many, but I wanted to live. See, I then played Union for 10 years, touring the world.
Mm. Was that, yeah, with the Classic Wallabies? Was that with the Classic Wallabies?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great fun, yeah.
Legends of League. Mate, I went to Japan half a dozen times, South Africa, America, New Zealand. Mate, it was just unbelievable. Yeah. And all I had to do was something that I love doing.
Yeah. Gee, I pity those blokes who thought they were turning up for a social game against
when
the whole
Ray
world.
Price.
Ray Price turned up to play.
I can't remember his name. He was a famous lock for the All Blacks. Anyway,
been a few of them, right?
Yeah.
not Zinzan Brook.
No. I didn't get to play against him. Mm. Anyway, I said to him, leave the halfback alone. He just kept late tackling the halfback. So we had a line out over near the grandstand, and he got the ball and he come round. He ran around the sideline side, and I was there. I drove him into the grandstand and said, now leave him alone.
You didn't get near him again, I'm tipping, right?
No, I didn't run into him again.
Hey, Ray, you did have some health issues well documented about 10 years ago. How's your health these days?
Mate, I'm all right. I never say I've beaten cancer, but the doctor, he said, look, you should be dead, but I can't even see that you've had cancer. So, look, I'm very confident. I'm quietly confident in Bert beating it.
Yeah.
We're going to sort of get behind him and give him some help. So, you just have to believe it. You know, it's back to that believing in yourself.
Yep. Mm. Yep. Yeah. There's a couple of questions from listeners. Matt from Burua says, could you ask Ray where the praying mantis, watching the goalposts, where did that come from?
I used to stand at the back of the line out with my hands already up, right?
Yeah.
It saves me bringing my hands from the side to get the ball. So, and I also had a tackle called the Cumberland Throw.
Yeah.
So I would let them win the ball, and then I would Cumberland Throw them, and they would come down on the top of their shoulders, and it would block their windpipe. It would cut their windpipe off for just that split second.
Yeah.
It didn't worry me.
It worked for you, yeah. Hey, Ray, we could talk all day. Just finally, it's been so good having this walk down memory lane with you. We were talking earlier about the Melbourne Storm, and we both said they looked at teams to beat. Can your Eels knock off the Storm and win another premiership this year?
Mate, if they believe in themselves, I believe that they can beat the Storm. Look, it doesn't matter if you play them now or play them at the end. You've still got to beat them at some stage, don't you?
Yeah,
absolutely. Yep. Yeah.
So, look, they're quietly confident. They're going to have a go. I would have loved for them not to have lost as many players as they had. Gutherson was playing unbelievable.
Yeah.
Player of the year, Gutherson.
But I still think they can do it with the players they've got. Their forwards are tackling well, and the halves are running the backs around the field well.
Yeah.
So, mate, look, if it happens, it happens. But it's only going to happen if they want it to.
Good call.
Ray, I've just got to let you know that we've got a text message from a bloke who you used to look after, and he said, Pricey is an absolute nutter, but he's my nutter.
Number seven.
The little number seven. Ray, absolute pleasure to chat to you today. Yeah. Fantastic. You know, as a guy who started watching league around about that time, I have great fond memories of those Parramatta sides that played such great football at the time, and really, really great to have you on the program this morning.
Thank you very much. I've totally enjoyed both Union and League. When I played Union, it was a different game.
Absolutely.
The crap that they play today. And I'm not all that fond of the League so much in today's game against when I played it.
No,
I think it was a much better game.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, right? I think
you're entitled to say that.
There's a bit of merit in that for sure. Ray, great to have a chat this morning. Appreciate your time.
My lovely to talk with you.
Thanks
have a
so
good
much.
Day.
Thanks so much, Ray.
There he is, Ray Price. Go to the Eels, go to the Eels.
You know, they talk about champions of different eras and how they'd compete in the modern era, for example. Yeah. There's no doubt that person, Ray Price, would be just as good in the modern era's game because of his competitive streak.
Absolutely.
And the way he prepared and
yep.
his self-belief.
No matter what he had to
That's
do.
That's the message out of that, his self-belief.
Yeah, whatever he had to do to
he
prepare to
it.
Win.
He
yeah.
just did it.
Yeah. What do they say? It's not the will to win, it's the will to prepare to win.
Yeah, well, he's the best example out, I think, that I've ever seen.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I enjoyed talking to Ray Price. Time now for this.
Yeah. On the Big Sports Breakfast weekend, with a sports update, here's Tanya Thomas.
Melbourne accepted its second consecutive JJ Gilton and Shield last night for winning the minor premiership and celebrated captain Cameron Smith's drawing level with Darren Lockyer at playing his 355th NRL game with a 32-6 flogging of Canberra at Amy Park. Manly has all but assured sixth spot after a 28-12 win over Penrith at Lottoland, the score looking kinder to the Panthers because of two late tries. For Penrith, however, they survive into next weekend in seventh spot, and the Roosters came back from 10 points down to beat the Gold Coast 20-16, thus securing second spot and a home semi. St George Illawarra need to beat Canterbury today to make the finals. If they lose, North Queensland will go through. In the other games, Newcastle host Cronulla and the West Tigers play the Warriors. That match at 6:30 tonight. Australia's last hope in the singles at the US Tennis Open. John Millman was beaten overnight by German Philipp Kohlschreiber, 7-5, 6-2, 6-4. But the Aussie will jump 60 places in the world rankings after making it to the third round, and he'll now turn his attention to the doubles. Winners this morning so far, David Goffin, Alexander Dolgopolov, Andrei Rublev. Currently on court, we have Rafael Nadal playing the unseeded Argentinian Leonardo Mayer. Mayer won the first set 6-3, but Rafa has just broken him in the second and is leading the second set 4-3. And Roger Federer coming up next versus Feliciano Lopez. In the women's draw, Coco Vandeweghe knocked out Agnieszka Radwanska. Other third round winners, Lucy Safarova, Maria Sharapova and Alina Svitolina. Despite having played only 14 games this season, Gary Ablett won the Gold Coast Suns' Best and Fairest Award last night for the sixth time, while in Canberra, Henry Spate took out the top award for the Brumbies. Still with AFL and with the men having a weekend off, the women filled in with a State of Origin-ish match, and Victoria beat the Allies by 97 points at Docklands. Spaniard Jon Rahm leads by two shots at 9-under after the second round of the USPGA tournament in Boston. Four players, Adam Hadwin, Paul Casey, Kevin Streelman and Kyle Stanley, are in a tie for second. After a dodgy start, Aussie Mark Leishman has fought back to record a 69 this morning to sit with Phil Mickelson at 6-under. The tournament started a day late because of Labor Day in the US and will finish on Tuesday morning. The NFL regular season starts next week, and on the day where teams slashed their rosters from 90 to 53, two Aussies did not survive. Cameron Johnston from Geelong was let go from Philadelphia, and Carolina released Sydney's David Yankee. Australia looking to take out the netball quad series this afternoon in Invercargill after recording wins over England and South Africa. The Diamonds take on New Zealand at 2 o'clock Sydney time. Lewis Hamilton has broke the all-time record for pole positions by taking his 69th of his career at a wet Italian F1 Grand Prix. Daniel Ricciardo will start from 17th spot after receiving a grid penalty saying that he's excited about the prospect of fighting his way through the field. And no Premier League overnight due to UEFA qualifiers. Quickly, boys, back to tennis. Fabiano Fognini, who lost in the first round, has been fined for using insulting language towards one of the Swedish officials. He's fined, three separate fines, in fact, totaling $24,000, which will be deducted from his $50,000 prize money.
Uh-huh.
So that's a bit of a
not
bummer.
In a pocket then. Yeah.
But hats off to the USTA because they have also withdrawn him from his doubles match coming up. It's pending an inquiry to determine whether a major offence has been committed. I don't know exactly what he said. I don't speak Italian, but apparently it was rather offensive.
Right.
Yeah, so good on them. Good on them. But he came back. He did apologise. He says, it was just a very bad day, but I did not forgive my behaviour in the match. Although I'm a hothead, and although I am right most in my circumstances, this time I was wrong. Is that an apology?
That's self-belief, Ray Price's.
I'm right,
sorts, yeah.
Right there and then.
Next time I'm in trouble with Tracy, I'm going to say, look, I'm not usually wrong, but on this one occasion, I will.
Wasn't it right? We were discussing on the way in, weren't we, Ken, about tennis players and women in particular, but what great examples to not only their sport, but to sport in general, are like people like Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal.
They're such a testament to the sport, aren't they? They truly are.
So
truly are.
Just to clarify, that you were talking about Roger Federer.
And we put the two Rafa in there as well.
Part of as well too. Maybe we could get Bronwyn Bishop singing this song.
I know we've got Trent Barrett coming up. Can I just quantify, as Ray's wife, he's 100% heterosexual. Just what? Like to quantify that.
Thanks.
Oh no, Roger Federer thing.
Yeah, the Roger Federer thing.
But I mean, if the opportunity arose, if the opportunity arose, you just never know. So
what are you saying?
I mean, that's all I'm saying. 1353 53.
That's a whole other show. That one.
It's the open line number. Now, Kerry via Twitter has said, Peter Yagan, holder of touring car lap record at every circuit he raced on, 68 out of 74 touring car race wins, 1966 to 1969. Is that the pronunciation? Peter Gagan. Gagan?
Yeah, I didn't know you were talking about him for a sec. Yeah.
Peter Gagan. There you go. Thanks, Kerry. That's a good one. Mm. And this comes in from JB. Hi, do you know what day Manly will be playing next week? Yeah, we do. It's going to be playing on Saturday. Who they play will be determined by the Dragons versus Bulldogs game this afternoon. So Friday, it's Roosters Broncos at Allianz.
Yep.
Saturday at 4 o'clock, it's Storm v Eels. And then
at Amy Park.
Mm-hmm. Manly versus either the Dragons or the Panthers. And then on Sunday, that'll be at Allianz Stadium. And then Sunday, it's the Sharks be the Panthers or the Cowboys, depending on that result. On
what time those two Saturday
4 o'clock. Yeah, 4 and 7:40. I think it'll be 6. Mm-hmm. It'll be closer to 6, I would have thought. Anyway, we can talk about that and much more after the break with the Manly coach, Trent Barrett, who's coming up shortly.
It's Australia's newest and richest race.
And you can trust Sky Sports Radio to bring you every incredible moment. The Everest carries a spectacular $10 million in prize money.
Here he comes! Chautauqua! Boom! Right over the top!
On October 14, Darren Flindell and Ron Duffacy head up our large team at Randwick
for every Everest moment.
Sydney's Everest, reaching new heights. Reaching new heights here on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Favourite grand final?
Have to be 2000 Broncos versus Roosters. Two words. Gordon Tallis.
The Raging Bull. A rooster can't beat a bull, mate.
No chance.
Get some skin in the final rounds of the NRL. Check out TAB's great odds and markets. Available on your TAB app at tab.com.au or at your local. TAB. We love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Gallo's pies are the best pies in Australia. They are my favourite pie. An all Australian owned and family operated business, Gallo's pies produce only the best quality premium pies. A magnificent range using only 100% lean Aussie beef, including Gallo's Junior Pie 12 packs. Just perfect for the kids, Mum. Gallo's pies available in all Coles and IGA stores, and if they're not there, please ask for Gallo's by name. At Gallo's Pies, we're thin on pastry, we're big on meat.
Come on, do your life read, Bronwyn.
When it says on air, it says you've got to stop laughing, Jim, and move on. Professional. For the best price and range in a new Mazda, go and see the man. What man? The man from Mazda. Penrith Mazda with 300 new cars in stock, over 5 acres. As Jimmy Smith says, he believes it's 6, but...
Oh, I believe it's 6.
Doesn't matter, because at Penrith Step Mazda's BT50 Ute Centre has over 50 utes on display, and let them package you a great deal. Grab a coffee and a bite to eat in Cafe Zoom while your car is being serviced. See the Mazda experts today. Penrith Mazda, 2016 Mazda Master Dealer. As we say every week, there are winks like odds to make it 2017 Mazda Master Dealer as well. They're family owned and operated, Mulgoa Road, Penrith, MD18808.
Listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
just his second year of NRL coaching, and one of the young coaches of the National Rugby League, Trent Barrett, has guided the Manly Seagulls into the semi-finals. They're in sixth spot. They don't know who they're playing first week, but they know
Penrith again.
When they're playing. It could be Penrith again, and on the back of what we saw last night, which was completely dominant over their fellow top eight contender, they'd be confident about that. I'm sure their coach is confident this morning. He joins us on the line. G'day, Trent.
G'day, Jimmy. How are you, mate?
Yeah, really well. Congratulations on that win that takes you into the semi-finals. I think the dominance of the win is, you probably go back the week before and the get out of jail against the Warriors. That must have given you the confidence to say, yeah, we can make an impact on this competition.
Yeah, it did, mate. The win in New Zealand was certainly important for us and good for our confidence and a much-needed 2 points. But, you know, I thought defensively last night we were really good. It was probably the most physical we've been for a while. So that was a really good sign. And, you know, we've given ourselves a chance now to finish sixth. It was a really good effort from the players. And we got through pretty healthy. We don't have too many major injury concerns. So we just sit back and watch this game, the Sarvo, and wait and see who we play.
Hey, good morning, Trent. Thanks for joining us. Terrific performance yesterday. One of the best of the season by the Seagulls?
Yeah, I think so. You know, given what was on the line for us, you know, we've certainly had some really good wins against some good sides this year. But in terms of where we were at and what it meant to the club, that was a huge one. Mm. You know, it was a big occasion for us back at Lotto Land at Brookie, with a few blokes, Snakes Farewell and Matty Ballon and Matt Eye, a huge crowd. You know, we haven't been in the finals since 2014, so that was a really important one. I'm really happy for the boys.
Dominant win, as you mentioned. Can you get a sense of that before the game, Trent? Do you know when the side's on?
Yeah, some weeks you get it, some weeks you don't, you know.
Yeah.
But I think I had a bit of a feel for that one. I thought they just had a little bit of a look about them. And I think, again, after the win, the Golden Point win in New Zealand, certainly, you know, a little bit of a fire underneath them again. We had a rough month where we dropped a couple of games and snuck home in a few, but we got through it. And, you know, I'm just really glad that we've put ourselves in this position now, because if we play like we did last night and defend like we did and have that same intent, well, you know, we're going to be in every game.
Yeah, some of the defence was awesome last night, dominated Penrith. Just back to that Warriors game, going into that game, as you mentioned just then, Trent, the form had been a little bit indifferent. Can you flick a switch? What did you do to get the players, one, to get out of jail in New Zealand with a very gutsy effort and then come out last night and produce such a complete performance?
Yeah, look, it was probably a combination of things. I think, you know, we had that patch there where we were fairly busted. You know, we started probably down at the Dragons when we had about eight out. And we got touched up there and then went to Melbourne, and Melbourne were too good for us down there. We got out of that, put on a good half against the Roosters and beat them, but probably the last fortnight was probably the healthiest the squad's been, and the most number of players or the full complement of players being able to train in a full week. And, you know, it makes a difference. You're always going to go through, you know, a little patch during the year. Ours came a little bit closer to the finals than we would have liked, but, you know, I think, you know, the Broncos have had 50 put on them. I think Cronulla's had a score put on them at some stage, so it does happen. But, you know, as I said, we had to work really hard to get out of it, and they have, and we're here now, so we've got to enjoy the next month.
Mm. Kids are getting a little bit rowdy on Father's Day, mate.
Yeah, mate, they've been up since 5:30.
Yes, I know what it's like.
It would have been worse after a loss. So it's going to be
That's true. The development of Daly Cherry-Evans as a player, you know, he's been a very good player, an Australian player, Queensland player for a long time. A little bit of a dip last year, but back better than ever this year. And I mean that, better than he's ever played. He's a franchise player, as they call them in the US. You were a franchise player at the Dragons when you were there. Does that help giving you an insight into what the pressures that someone like Daly faces?
Yeah, I think so. You know, there's not too many things I didn't go through as a player. And certainly, you know, it helps when I do need to talk to Cherry or any other players, for that matter, about handling different situations. So, but I think Cherry's got to take a lot of the credit for him. So he worked really, really hard in the off season. He won everything, to be honest,
right,
at training, and he's just, I guess, really knuckle down and realise what an opportunity he's got. I think the captaincy's taken him to a new level, and he enjoys the responsibility of it, and he's certainly playing well. And, you know, a lot of the games, the close games, we need him to stand up, and he has, and that's what your Thurstons and your Cronks do, and Cherry's got an opportunity now to put himself into that class.
And what about Trent, that match winner at the back, Tom Kibojevic? Last night, he was extraordinary to watch, not only with his extraordinary running skills, which we all know, but his defence, particularly on the goal line a couple of times, was fantastic. What a player he is, Trent.
Yeah, he is. He's been awesome, Tommy. And as you said, we all know what he can do with the ball, but the thing that he did have to work on was his defence, doing that last line of defence and cleaning up those kicks. And, you know, we are pretty hard on him in our reviews with that sort of stuff. And for him, again, to take his game to the next level, and if we're going to keep winning through these semi-finals, we need him not only scoring tries but saving them. And, you know, that's what your great fullbacks do, and Slater's probably been the best at it. And that's the direction we need Tommy to keep going in.
You've got the game today, which is very important, might determine who you play. Father's Day is obviously going to be busy as well. Do you get together as a team, or do you let the guys watch it on their own? And where will you watch it?
Yeah, no, I'll let the boys, you know, have a day at home with the families and Father's Day. So I've got my father-in-law and my old man's here, so I'll have a barbie and a few cans and watch the footy. It's over.
Terrific.
And I can relax a little bit and wait and see who we play. It'll be good. Hey, and it's a nice warm day. So.
A beautiful day, yeah.
Yeah.
Trent, Jimmy asked you about being a franchise player, et cetera, and drawing on that experience. What about being so successful and have so much experience as a player at finals level? Can you draw on that now from a coaching perspective, from your past experiences as a player?
Yeah, again, definitely. You know, I think we'll try and keep things as normal as possible through this whole period. There is a little bit of, I guess there's more excitement around. This is why we play. There's a few more media commitments, but, you know, we'll try and keep things as normal as we can. I want them to be excited about it. I certainly don't want them to pretend that these games aren't important, because you know, your career ends quite quickly, and, you know, you never know how many semi-final games you're going to play in. So, you know, every week's just a great opportunity for us, and I do want them to embrace it, enjoy it, and just work hard, not get carried away with anything, because we still haven't achieved what we want to achieve. But, you know, enjoy the ride, and just, I just want them to rip in on the weekends. And, you know, if we can do that, as I said, we'll give ourselves a chance to win it.
All right, the kids are really firing up now. We only speak to winners on this program, Trent, so talk about media commitments during semi-final time. From your point of view, let's hope we're chasing a Manly player for next week.
Yeah, hopefully I'm talking to you next week.
That's right. Yeah. Say good day to Copper for me too.
I will, mate. He's upstairs. I've got to hold him off the stairs till 11 o'clock.
Good luck.
Happy Father's Day, Trent.
There he is, Trent Barrett, coach of the Manly Seagulls. Of course, from Tamora, St Gregory's College boy, and his old man's Bruce. And he is a great mate of my dad. So,
that's right.
Yeah, so it was good to see he's enjoying a Father's Day with the family.
Adios territory.
Oh, the great Pale Face Adios, absolutely. The big statue.
107 wins he had.
107?
Yep. 250-odd starts, 107 races.
Superstar, is he? Across a decade?
Pretty much. He raced about 12, I think, or 13, Pale Face. What a horse.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. 1353-53, the Avaline number. Time now to go to Trent Lanscow from tab.com.au, and I'm just really interested in this break now from the AFL, what the Hawthorn Football Club will be doing right now.
Rebuilding?
Barley?
Hashtag with me, like Carlton.
Barley? Hashtag Phuket? What is it, Trent? Do you know? Good morning.
Good morning, Jimmy and Ray. I have seen a fair few of them on Twitter and Instagram going to different European cities and summer vacations. So that's what they do in September when they don't play finals.
Fair enough. Hey, Trent, we've got the last three games of the NRL Premiership season today, and the big one, of course, is St George Illawarra versus the Canterbury Bulldogs.
It is, Ray. So that's the 4 o'clock game at ANZ Stadium, and St George Illawarra win, and they're in $1.35. Canterbury at $3.25. The line there is 7.5. Just the favourite options for the margin betting. You've got the Dragons by 13+, $2.45, and 1-12, $2.90. Nene McDonald and Jason Nightingale, $9 equal favourites to score the first try, with Matthew Duffy at $10. The earlier game at 2 o'clock at McDonald Jones Home Stadium. Newcastle $3.15, Cronulla $1.36, a line of 8.5. The favourite option in margin betting is the Sharks 13 plus at $2.40, and Sasai Fekir is the $8 favourite to score the first try. And then 6:30 tonight at Leichhardt Oval, there'll be plenty of emotion with a couple of the West Tigers greats. They'll be heading off to different teams next year in James Tedesco and Aaron Woods, but you've got West Tigers now $1.28 and the injury-depleted Warriors at $3.75, a line of 10.5. West Tigers by 13+, the favourite way at $2.15, and James Tedesco is the $8 favourite to score the first try. So they're the three matches for today into this evening, fellas, but we are already up on the qualifying finals.
Yes.
So we have Melbourne $1.26, Parramatta $4, a line of 10.5, and the Sydney Roosters are $1.70 favourites against Brisbane at $2.20, and the line there is 2.5. And we know that the boys, as soon as the Dragons and the Bulldogs is over at around about 6 o'clock, they'll get those elimination finals up as quickly as possible.
Making a presumption that Darius Boyd wouldn't be playing in that one, I would say, given the short turnaround for the Broncos, 8 days, so the 6 days for the Roosters. US Open.
Well, he's just got to wait a little bit longer, Jimmy, in regards to Roger Federer, because Rafael Nadal's on court at the moment against...
It's game, set, match, Federer. We are all really...
really hard.
Rafael Nadal is...
Difficult working conditions here.
Oh, he's been a bit cranky this morning as well. The quiz really got to him. But Rafael Nadal and Leonardo Baier, they're at one set apiece, so... After that, Roger Federer, he's $1.70 to beat Feliciano Lopez at $4.50 in their third round match. And then after that, Madison Keys is $1.22 against Elena Vesnina at $4. And just a couple of matches tomorrow morning, fellas. There's been plenty of upsets on both sides of the draws. And just for the women, Maria Sharapova, a lot of controversy about her being there. She is $1.30 to get through to the quarterfinals against Anastasia Sevasova. And Venus Williams, who's looking one of the prime chances now, $1.45 against Carla Suarez Navarro at $2.65. And I'll mention the AFL final, fellas. They've had the week off. Back into it Thursday night. Adelaide $1.50. GWS $2.65. Geelong $1.77. Richmond $2.10. That's Friday night at the MCG. And then Saturday, the elimination finals. $4.20, the first bounce at the SCG. Sydney $1.18, Essendon $5, and then later that night, Port Adelaide $1.45, and West Coast $2.85. But there's plenty of other sport happening, and also Morey Cup Day, so you can check out those markets and plenty more at tab.com.au.
Good on you, Trent. Have a great day, mate.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Jimmy, just on that point Saturday night,
yes.
Manly taking on either the Dragons or the Panthers at Allianz. This is from Tom. Jimmy, what sort of crowd do you think they'll get to the Saturday night game at the SFS, or Allianz Stadium? The Swans are playing next door at the SCG starting at 4:20, so all parking will be full by the time league fans wanting to get there.
True. Well, the tram would be good when it's completed.
When it's working, yeah.
It's a good point. I don't. Well, Manly fans traditionally don't travel well anyway. But if they were to play St George...
You'd get 30, wouldn't you, surely?
If they'd have played St George, then I think anything above 25 would be good. And the beauty of that is that if you're a Swans fan and things aren't going well, or indeed going very well, then you could wear your red and white, go across the road, and you'd fit right in. So there's the opportunity. It's unfortunate, but what can you do? That's the way that the cookie crumbles. 1353-53, the open line number. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more.
Chinwag with Cozzy is back. Thursday mornings at 10:30, Sean Cosgrove returns for another season starring the larrikins and legends of racing. Hear their stories unfold.
Great characters, a whole lot of fun, and there's always surprises.
Chinwag with Cozzy on Sky Sports Radio.
Harvey Norman's massive clearance outlet is open 7 days. It's the only one in Sydney, and it's at Mascot. Full of manufacturer's seconds, ex-display stock, scratch and dent, factory refurbished units, and end-of-line run-out models. It's all cheap, 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 and price to clear. Fridges, washers, TVs, computers, furniture, bedding and flooring, and lots, 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 lots more, lots more. Harvey Norman's clearance outlet, Gardeners Road, Mascot.
Join the Dynamic Syndication's Gay and Adrian team. We're offering a fabulous filly by Medaglia Doro. Sire of 103 stakes winners, 17 at Group 1 level, including the Gay Train Slipper Sensation Vancouver from Catalan Bay. Winner of 3 races in Group 2 performer, second Dam Kim Angel was a Group 1 Derby winner.
She's very much like Vancouver. She's got size, length, and there's something about her that all of us like.
Visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-61-9999. AFSL 3368-08.
Bradley Australian owned, family-operated Garlow's pies are the best premium quality pies. The difference with a Garlow's pie is it's deliciously flaky pastry on top, a bottom that's rolled extra thin, and a filling full of 100% lean Aussie beef. These pies, Array, are bursting with flavour. Garlow had a beer with Garlow yesterday.
What
players were you in?
Yeah, what sort of beer did you consume, James?
Oh, I don't think that's that important, really.
No, you tend to flew around a bit, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Whatever's free.
I'm pretty fond of the crannies.
Give us crannies here, don't worry. Garlow's pies are available in all Coles and IGA stores, and if you can't find them, please ask for Garlow's pies by name. He's doing magnificent. He's basically employed his whole family. Even Terry Garlick, his father, is basically unemployable. Morning, Terry. A magnificent range including lean beef, curry beef and chicken breast pies, plus Garlow's family pies. Cornish, don't get caught in the corner with Terry. Cornish pasties, junior pies, and the world-famous sausage rolls, just to name a few. Joking, Terry. Garlow's pies, they're thin on pastry, they're heavy on meat.
An absolute joy to be here. A little mini classic early in the season. Pickle gets his second goal. And the goal to be 2-2.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Just rang Bronwyn. She'll join your show if you have a helipad. That's from So there you go. So that could be a special guest.
Is she a Manly supporter? She is, isn't she?
I think she is, yeah. Northern Beaches. Yeah. They draft her in. Oh, Manly. Mm. They'll get anyone in. 1353 53, the open line number. Time now to speak to Scotty Foster from Steve Foster and Sons, the quality cars there. Hello, Scotty.
Good morning, Jimmy. Hello, Ray. And boys, welcome to spring.
How good is it?
Fantastic weather.
The shorts here, it's outstanding.
You know what it is? It's car shopping weather.
It certainly is. So, mate, we better keep everyone happy and say happy Father's Day to every father out there because it is a great day to get out and buy yourself a car.
Yeah, especially you, given the fact your old man gives you a job.
Well, he does. I feel like saying a special happy Father's Day to Sean Garlick's father. What was his name? He just gave him a bit of a rev.
Massive sledge.
Yeah. Make him feel a bit better. Happy Father's Day, Terry.
Yeah, good on you, Tez. Happy Father's Day, mate.
And also, happy Father's Day to my dad, Steve, and my wife's dad, Trevor, as well.
Well said, Scotty.
I hope everyone out there has a great day. So happy Father's Day to all.
Well said, Scotty.
Righto, what about this first car, Scotty?
Yeah, we've got a beautiful 2009 Hyundai Sonata SLX sedan today. It's black in colour. It's been extremely well looked after. I actually sold this car to the guy when it had 5,000 Ks on it about, would have been 6 or 7 years ago. It was only a year old. It's only done 111,000 kilometres. It has logbooks with complete service history, and it's one of the most reliable, safe and economical family-sized vehicles on the market. Comes with air conditioning, power steering, power windows, ABS brakes, 8 airbags, cruise control, traction control. It's got the front fog lamp, 16-inch alloy wheels. Boys, it's packed full of comfort options. It's on sale for the listeners today at just $8,990. You can see this on the website, www.fosterscqualitycars.com.au, because this is one great Father's Day present. And don't forget to mention Sky Sports Radio and receive a free 3-year warranty with any car purchase, just to sweeten the deal even more.
And Scotty, if any of your potential customers may need some help with finance, you've got some great packages available right now.
We certainly do. We've got packages available for everyone, but we're also helping a lot of people that couldn't previously get finance get into a car. If you've had credit issues in the past, then now's the time to give us a call. If you're on a pension, if you've got paid or unpaid defaults, if you're starting a new business and need a work vehicle, even the Uber drivers, then go to our website, www.fostersqualitycars.com.au, or give us a call on 96375024, and we can get you driving a vehicle as soon as today.
Yeah, no intra Super Premiership action for the Wente side, but they're in action in the Ron Massey Cup.
Certainly are. We played our qualifying semi yesterday against the Hills Bulls, where they had Heath Lestrange and Folletti Matteo playing there, but the Wenny boys had a thumping 46-12 win over the Hills Bulls. So they've earned themselves a deserved rest next week. And the Wenny Sydney Shield side, they play St Mary's today at St Mary's Stadium at 3 p.m. So both our sides in the semi-finals, and we're looking for a very successful September.
All right. Well, good luck with that, Scotty. You've done a great job this morning, mate. Well done on the Father's Day wishes. And, of course, if any of the listeners are interested in that car or indeed the finance packages, check them out online, fostersqualitycars.com.au, or give them a call, 9637 5024. Great job, mate. We'll speak next week.
Righto, boys. Have a great day.
See you, Scotty.
Yeah, you too. There he is, Scotty Foster, with all the latest. So we'll take a quick break here on the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend and come back and wrap up the program. It's Jimmy and Magic Ray.
If you're serious about finding some winners over the Spring Carnival, make sure you join myself, Dean Lester from Melbourne, Ronnie Duffercy and Glenn Munsey on Punters Postmortem from 9 a.m. on Monday morning. We'll canvass all the good runs and the bad runs from the weekend. Everest spots go on the line at Randwick, we'll check that out. Winx going for 19 in a row, while in Melbourne the feature event is the Menzies Stakes, plus the three-year-olds clashing the McNeil. All of that, plenty more. Punters Postmortem from 9 a.m. on Sky Sports Radio.
Caribbean Blaster. He blew his rivals apart in his Victoria Cup win. A current track record holder. A winner of the Chariots of Fire. Four-year-old Breeders' Crown and SA Car. Trainer Andy Gatt says he was the perfect racehorse. Get the facts. Ask someone who has a Blaster. They have perfect gait and constitution. Perfect conformation and 100% toughness. Caribbean Blaster, standing at Yirrabee Stud in New South Wales. Visit yirrabee.com.au.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Ricebury.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
Now at Trackside, you'll get better odds on every runner, every race. That's runners 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way to 12, and on all codes, the dogs, the trots, and the gallops. Head down to your local TAB and get on Trackside today. And remember, gamble responsibly.
Milos Ninkovic now has the chance to win the title for Sydney FC from 11 metres. The Johnny Warren medalist, the best player in the league this season. If this goes in,
listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Listeners might remember one of our favourite callers, Margaret. She's a character from out there at Richmond. She phoned the program to say today that she was enjoying the show, but she's also suffered a stroke and recovering well, not strong enough to speak on the phone, didn't want to go to air, but on behalf of everyone here, Margaret, we wish you well. I hope you
speedy recovery,
absolutely. And we've got some Winx paraphernalia to give away. It's a stubby holder and a cap. We'll give it to Margaret. So
absolutely,
that's going to be coming your way. Let's go to a caller, Raymond.
Yeah, Midnight's there with our theme team. Good morning, Midnight.
There you go, mate.
Terrific. What do we got this week?
Well, I thought being Father's Day, I'll have to send a happy Father's Day out to, 28 fathers?
28?
Well, I'll throw in 28 names, yeah. The dad's out there.
Okay, let's roll.
Before I do, plug up the road, about 10 minutes up the road, he's gone to Moree. Got number 13 in race 2 today.
That's Magic Ray.
Magic Ray.
Go, you good thing.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm with you, Midnight, don't worry.
Yeah, the old local, mate.
Yeah,
and someone else, before I give me your turn, someone had mentioned before someone played 3 games in one day.
Yeah, Chrissy Guider.
Yeah, well, I think in 1993, I'm only 99% sure, Darren Capovilla did for Parramatta down in Canberra.
Okay, Capa.
Okay.
Yeah, I know Capa. Mate, you've got to get to this team quickly, Midnight.
Oh, right. His fullback.
Yep.
Gary Jack.
Mm-hmm. Right.
His wingers, Steve Morris and Darren Albert.
Yes.
His centres, Trevor Ryan and Graham Bradley. His halves, Brett Kenny and Blaine Stanley.
Nice.
He lost Dean Lance and Sam Stewart. His second row, here's Bobby Craig.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He props Gavin Allen and Josh Perry.
Nice.
Look at Joe Thomas.
Yes.
And he coach Ray Ritchie.
I love it.
There you go.
Let's send two tickets to the races next week to midnight.
We can do that. Two tickets to the races, the Rosehill Gardens, courtesy of the ATC, coming your way midnight. Stay on the line, mate. We'll get you. Actually, we probably got his details. He's been a very popular part of the program. We do appreciate it. Raymond, a big day today. Can your Dragons do it?
I think they will. They were terrific against Penrith last week, so surely you'd back them in. Look, coming up on Racing HQ very shortly, Gary Cleese previewing Maori Cup Day, and don't forget BSB tomorrow morning at 5:30 p.m. Happy Father's Day to everybody. Jimmy, enjoy your Sunday. Hope the kids for you.